Okay, Ambit Nation, this is National Consultant Richard Amoytho with my wife, Mary Amoytho. We're so glad you guys jumped on to start your week off this way. We're at the final days before we kick off the spring Ambit Power Trip here in Dallas, Texas, and there's a lot going on, and so we'll talk a little bit about that and a few other things that are on our mind, but we're glad that you guys jumped on. I don't know if you guys are downloaded it or looked at it yet, but there are some new bonus promotions that Ambit Corporate has released to us. So I want to talk about those briefly. And first and foremost, up in the non-Texas markets, it is a 50% bonus available for new marketing consultants and upline to increase their bonuses based upon them acquiring their customer points. So for they have to enroll at least 7 non-Texas customer points. So 2 points are the website, so that would be 5 live customers. Obviously no bundled accounts associated with that. They must be individual customers. The critical thing there, as it was for the last promotion, is that the marketing consultant does not have to be registered for Ambition, but the sponsor and the RCSCECNC must be registered for Ambition to get the additional bonus.
But it is wise to make sure your new consultants are registering for Ambition in their first 30 days so they can get their discounted rate as a new consultant. It is probably the best thing you can do for a new consultant is to get them registered and get them to attend Ambition, because it's only at those big events that a new marketing consultant can get the big picture of what's possible. This is why we urge all new consultants to go to Simulcast, to go to PowerTrip, to go to Ambition, because the upline is insufficient for painting the big picture for you, the new consultant. I don't care who the upline is. I mean, it is really those big events that the new consultant gets a really big picture, hearing from our co-founders, hearing the stories, being around leaders from different parts of the nation to really get that full big picture. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of you guys on the call that are going to Power Trip that starts on Thursday, and which I'm super excited about. But you've got a lot of people on your team that said they're going to register, and a lot of them have forgotten that tonight is the last day to register online for Power Trip. So you might need to text some people and get them registering. You can still register on site, but just know you'll be standing in line to do that.
The MC special that we ran out last night, so that's no longer available, but all the other tickets are still available through 11 o'clock Central Time today. And then that'll be shut off, and then we have to get prepared for the week, and then we'll have walk-up registrations available starting on Thursday. So try to avoid the long lines. Who you can do to help your teammates be there and take advantage of their tickets. And I believe the breakfast is almost completely sold out, so take advantage of that. The other thing is, if you haven't gotten your lunch ticket or your breakfast ticket, there might be some available when you walk up, and we will be able to do those transactions separately at that point in time. So if for some reason you didn't get it, you didn't know if you're going to be able to make it for the lunch or for the breakfast, well, then some of those might be still available there on those days, and you'll find out either Thursday or Friday when you show up. The other thing is, on the other bonus promotion that's being run for just Texas, it's not Texas consultants so much as it is if you're gathering customers in Texas. So that's a double promotion bonus that's made available for the new marketing consultants. And again, all these bonus promotions are based upon where you gather customers. So you could live in Maine, brand new consultant, and you get 4 customers from Texas, you're going to get the Texas bonus promotion. It's not determined on where you live. It's determined on where you get your customers from. And again, the same thing is true. The MCs can get this double promotion, just like they can get the 150% promotion that's available up in the Northeast just by gathering those customers without being registered for Ambition. But we should strongly encourage them, especially if they're going to be sponsoring anyone, that they will need to be registered for Ambition for them to get those special bonuses, because now they become the sponsor upline. So we want to make sure that everyone's getting registered as soon as possible. And we're going to see more and more promotions coming out of corporate as we get closer and closer to Ambition, where these promotions are going to be tied to Ambition registrations.
You know, I just want to remind people that, I mean, there's a lot of new consultants on the call and some that are really, their business is stretching across multiple markets. We have a Texas bonus plan and compensation plan, and then a non-Texas bonus and compensation plan, just because of the cost of acquisition and, you know, profitability. So it's going to be different in different markets. But just know if you're signing up customers and you've got a mixture of Texas versus other state customers, in order to qualify for the Texas bonus promotions, all those customers need to be from Texas. So let's say you had, what you need is you need to have five non-Texas customers or four Texas customers for the promo bonus. Let's say you've got three non-Texas customers and one Texas customer. It doesn't qualify you for the bonus promo. You have to have at least five mixture of customers in order to qualify for the non-Texas promo. So it just, when you mix up your customers like that, just know that it's going to be based on the non-Texas, because you still have, if you have any non-Texas customer, it's going to be considered the non-Texas promo. So if you're in an area where you've got a mixture, or you've got a consultant that's coming on and they've got, you know, people in Texas they know, people in Chicago they know, people in New York they know, it's totally fine for you to mix and match those customers, but just know that when you mix and match, it's going to be based on the non-Texas bonus promotion.
So with everything that's going on as far as with big events and your local events that are going on, you know, time and time again, I hear from people, you know, that they're either busy or they don't want to put any more money towards something. And I always just really think about why somebody got started. You know, they got their Ambit business started because they wanted to buy back their time. They wanted to have more resources to do the things that they want to do. And sometimes they expect that to happen a whole lot sooner than what's realistic. And I don't know, you know, who's all on the call tonight, and I'm sure we've got a group who have been business owners and they understand this more profoundly than others. And then there's those of you that are either new to direct sales or new to any kind of self-employment or direct sales, whatever that might be, and you don't realize that there is an effort that goes in on the front end. Now, that front end isn't a couple of weeks and it's not a couple of months. For most leaders, if you were to talk to them and got a chance to sit down with them for a little bit and ask them, what were the benchmarks? What were the things that they were striving for in their business? You know, a lot of them would say, well, they really wanted to hit that first leadership position. Or a lot of them said, hey, listen, I really want to get the senior consultant because that's the, you know, the first big jump in the compensation plan. But they all had this idea that they knew they were going to have to put more in on the front end than on, let's say, on the back end. So they were prepared to make less now to make more later. And I think what happens sometimes is as some people start to maybe kind of move towards RC and SC, they start getting a little bit of extra money that's coming in, not so much on the residual side yet because that takes time to build, but then they start doing things that are what I would say is not smart with their bonus money. They're not reinvesting it back into the business. They're not supporting and traveling with their team to get to an event that's outside of their market. They're buying things that they probably shouldn't be buying right now because they don't have the lifestyle to really support it when it comes to those resources that would be consistent. They're not putting money back for taxes because obviously we are 1099, and depending on what tax bracket you are in, then there's a percentage of that money you need to set back aside. So you want to start thinking from the reality of a business owner is that anytime a business owner is starting a business, they do not start taking resources away from the business. They reinvest back into that business. They reinvest it with time. They reinvest it back with any kind of excess cash that's available at the end of the month or the quarter. And they're trying to take that business to the next level so they can have the thing that they truly wanted the day they started the business, the reasons why they started the business. And that doesn't happen overnight. Mary and I, back in the early days, you know, we remember when Ambit just got profitable. It took Ambit about 3 years to actually get profitable from the, you know, from the original investment that they made, from the overhead that they had that they were burning at this point in time, to what it took to actually run the operations back in 2010, sometimes 2009. Those resources were all going back into the business, and it was a major milestone when the company got profitable. A lot of companies don't get profitable for the first 4 to 5 years or more. So you have to start thinking, what are you going to do to ensure that your business becomes profitable? And you cannot spend all of your resources on short-term emotional things that are just going to make you feel good in the moment. You want to take your business to that next level.
You know, I did a call earlier tonight with executive consultant Shelley Weems and her team, and probably the vast majority of them are in the Baltimore area. But one of the things I had said to them, somebody had asked me about sacrifice in the early days, what did that look like for you guys? And I shared, you know, in the early days, we had decided that we were going to go all in on this business. We talked and we decided that we were going to have this be the priority, and everything that wasn't going to be forwarding our business had to be put on the back burner right now in this season. And that season was our first few years in this business. And that included time with our kids. That included, you know, a vacation my whole family took. I'm one of seven kids, and my parents hadn't been on a vacation since they immigrated from Vietnam, and it had been over 30 years. And all of my siblings, all of their spouses, and all of their kids were going on this trip, except for us. And we had already decided that everything we made in Ambit, we were going to reinvest in our business and help grow our business. And that reinvestment was because we had a huge team that was growing in New York, and we had to go back and forth to New York a whole bunch. And when we went to New York, a few times we drove, and there were times we stayed in New York. It was so expensive to stay in New York. And I remember the Howard Johnson, it was like a nasty Howard Johnson, was $150 a night. And then you add tax, tips, service charge, and all that. That was over $200 a night. And we just couldn't afford that. You know, we couldn't afford to spend that kind of money on five nights at a hotel in New York and build our team. And so one of our consultants, I said, hey, I know this lady who rents out these rooms for $50 a night, all in, no other fees. And I was a little concerned about that. And those of you who know me know that I'm a little bit of a germaphobe. And I like really paranoid about clean things. It was shocking. Last night, we went to dinner with some girlfriends of mine to celebrate a birthday, and one of our friends bought these cups, and I know she didn't wash them, and I drank out of it. And they're like, are you okay, Mary? Like, that's the kind of germaphobe I am. Richard's laughing now, too. But at this place that we rented for $50 a night, the first time we stayed, it was pretty nice. It was clearly the marketing room. And the second night was not so, the second time we stayed wasn't so nice, but the third time we stayed, it was not a nice room. It was not clean. And the water in the tub stood, it didn't drain, and it stood up until my ankles, and even though it was only to my ankles, I could not see my toes. That's how nasty it was. And all I could do is just focus on the kids, we're building it for the kids, just wash your hair, do it quick. And that was the kind of sacrifice we made. And I remember even in the early days, I would be getting ready for a business presentation, and our daughter Vivian was probably four at the time, maybe when we were really building, three or four, and she would be crying, bawling, Mommy, don't go, you don't leave me. And she would hold on to my leg, and I would just have to peel her off and hand her screaming to my mother-in-law, shut the door behind me, and hear her screaming through the door. And that's what we did, because we counted the cost. You know, there's a Bible verse that says, who builds a building who doesn't count the cost before they build it? And we counted the cost. We knew that we were going to have to sacrifice short-term to have the life we wanted long-term.
You know, so I try to think of what has people, consultants, we'll say, since we're talking to this group of people, from going all in. And my best assertion is it's a lack of confidence. And usually it's not a lack of confidence in themselves. There's some of that. But I think it's more around, can you trust the opportunity? Can you trust the leadership? Can you trust that, you know, when you're new, it's like, does that seven levels really get paid out? Do they really pay out those quarters on those bonus levels? You know, is it, you know, are these people real that are making X, Y, and Z? And I think what someone's got to really do is they've got to take the time, and I don't mean weeks. I just meant just some kind of time to where they understand the compensation plan, where they understand the leadership, they understand the direction of the company, and so that they can trust the process, because it's not necessarily an easy process, but it is simple in what we do. When I look at what we've done in building the businesses that we did prior to Ambit Energy, it required a lot of moving parts, a lot of hats. There were a lot of things that were going on that we had to employ people to handle. We had to bring in outside consultants or other type vendors or other professional types to ensure that that business could just run day to day. And when you look at what we do, gather a handful of loyal customers, show others how to do the same. There's 100 million ways to make that complicated. But at the end of the day, we got to keep it simple, which means we got to get out there on the court and open our mouth. We got to get out there and show someone that we're doing. We got to invite someone to be a customer. We got to invite someone to be a consultant. We have to make that invitation. And through that process, what happens is you start to find other people that are hungry like you, and they start growing a team, and they start creating duplication. And that becomes what gets birthed out of your, really, your future leadership, is because you led the charge on something that most people shied away from because they were unwilling to understand what they were a part of. You know, there are people that told us no 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and none of them are any further along than when they told us no. And I've even had some people say, well, gosh, I wish I would have said yes 5 years ago. Well, why don't you say yes now? Do you think the company's on the tail end of its growth? I mean, we have minimal market share in all the markets that we are, and we're well over $1 billion, whatever the new revenue number is going to be. We're going to go to $2 billion. We're going to go to $3 billion. We're going to go to more countries. We're going to go to more states in America. We're going to increase our service line of some sort as energy technology starts to become more adaptable, whether it's solar, whether it's battery, whatever it is. It's, you know, we're going to continue to ride this wave of deregulation, and that train's not stopping. And there's not another close second to us in the energy space that is doing what we're doing. Even our closest competitor that started 2 years before us in direct sales is still trailing us by more than half of our revenue, but yet we've always led the charge. Every market we go into, we lead, and then we become number one. Even in Japan, you know, we were one of 400 companies to get their license in Japan. There were a couple of direct sales companies that got their license over there. We were in the direct sales space over there. We were actually third to the table. But yet right now, out of those 400 companies that are over there, we're in the top 20. And I would say that probably by ambition, we'll probably be in the top 10 as far as a service provider. The amount of kilowatts we're billing on a monthly basis is growing. So where is the rationale to think, hey, this company is, you know, can't get me what I want, cannot provide my family what it wants? The real thing is have you done the work you need to actually believe, so you don't have to feel scared about what you're representing? Because no one scared or no one uncertain is going to lead anything with any great amount of confidence. So I don't know what you have to do there, whether it's a conversation with your sponsor, your upline, whatever that is, but you definitely want to be able to run with this opportunity without holding back. You know, the company is going to continue to do what it's always done, which is build customers right, go ahead and expand new markets, pay consultants on time. I mean, think about it. I talk to other network marketers from time to time, and over the years, I've talked to a lot of them, and I have not talked to anyone who has had a, what I would say, a perfect track record and paying out compensation. I've ran to a lot of them where they struggled for their cash flow, and they were borrowing Peter to pay Paul, and sometimes who they borrowed from was from the downline, and they got paid 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later on production that they already did weeks ago. That's never been this company's problem. This company's actually biggest problem, if I was to say it was a problem, is having enough field leadership to take the company to the next level. But as far as the company itself, as far as delivering something that works for the customer, delivering something that works for the consultant, in that arena, it's never failed.
You know, I had a thought that I just totally blanked out on.
It's been a long day, I understand. It happens. This is a live call, you know. Have you got your thought back?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So this
it happens to the best of us, clearly.
Clearly, we're on the brink of burning the candle at both ends with managing an Ambit business as well as putting on a very large event. But, you know, I think my greatest benefit of coming into this business was actually, I think, being a business owner, knowing to do due diligence, and knowing what it was going to take on the front end to actually produce what I wanted on the back end. And so there was really no pie in the sky or any kind of misleading beliefs that I had about entering this business. What I didn't know if it would work for me. That's the one thing I didn't. I didn't have any doubts in the company. I just didn't know if it was going to work for me because I hadn't built a team like this before. I'd built teams, but hadn't done inside of a network marketing business. So that was a real critical thing for me, but I got over that fairly quickly. And, you know, the one thing that I've heard over and over again over the years is people questioning, you know, why we don't have any income disclaimers or, you know, what, you know, I hear, you know, I see yellow jackets, purple jackets, this other, but there's really nothing in print that talks about that. And I think one of the best things that Ambit's rolled out with as far as information wise, and if you haven't looked at it, I highly recommend that you do because there's two, presentations. There's two demonstrations of our income disclaimer. There was the income disclaimer we did that kind of fit the four corners, the mold that was asked of us to do. And then there was the one that we wanted to do to really tell the story that kind of shows, you know, the ones that are performing at certain ranks and the time frame it took them to get there. And if you've not looked at those income disclaimers, I highly recommend that you do that because if that doesn't give you confidence in that the business works for every rank, I don't know what will. And I think it really tells the truth of our story is that people are making real money at all levels, at all positions, because they got something started.
Yeah, I remember what it was I was going to say. I was in the gym yesterday and I don't like to work out. I work out because I want to stay healthy, and there's a history of heart disease in my family and high blood pressure and all sorts of other stuff. And I want to stay as vital and healthy as I possibly can. I want to be able to run around with future grandkids and great-grandkids and travel the world and all that stuff. So I work out. And I don't like it. You might be one of those people that you just love working out. I'm not one of those people. I have to make myself go. I have to pay enough money at a high dollar gym with someone who's barking at me in order for me to actually go and push myself. But I say that because I have to really kind of psych myself out. So we go to a gym where a lot of times it's group fitness, but a lot of times you're working 40 seconds work and then 20 seconds rest, and then you're moving a different exercise and 40 seconds working, 20 seconds of rest. And 40 seconds doesn't seem like a lot, but when you're doing burpees, and you're doing burpees, sideways burpees, where you're kicking your legs to one side and then kicking your legs to the other side, it's a long time. And for those of you who don't know what burpees are, you can look them up, find them on YouTube, and look up sideways burpees. This is the first time I've ever done that. But for those of you who like burpees, you are a special creature. That's all I'm going to say about that. But I literally had to psych myself up. I didn't know if I could do 40 seconds of burpees, but I said, you can do 10, Mary. Just don't look at the time. Just focus and do at least 10. You can do 10. You can do this. You got this. So the buzzer goes off. The 40 seconds starts, and I'm just focused on the 10, and that's all I'm focused on. I do not care if I get to 40 seconds. If I get to 20 seconds, if I get to 30 seconds, if it's whatever time it took, I was just focusing on what I knew I could do, which I could do 10. So I did my 10, and that was the 40 seconds. So I tell you that because in this business, we say that it is a marathon, it's not a sprint, but there are times in your business that you're going to sprint, and you just have to put your head down and focus on what you know you can do. Don't worry about everybody else. The worst thing you can do in this business is play the comparison game and have that disempower you. You know, you can play the comparison game and have it discourage you and think, there's no way I can catch up to that person, there's no way I can get that far. And that is not going to serve you. You know, you got to do what you can do in the time that you have. You can't compare yourself to other people because other people don't have your life. So, you know, just you might have to bear down in certain seasons, you know, and just focus on what's at hand and do what you can do. And then you can look up. And then I don't even look at other people's, what other people are doing. I'm just trying to get through my own workout. I'm not comparing myself to the she woman that's next to me doing like three times as much weight as I am. I'm not her. I'm not going to do that. So I don't want you to do that either. This business, it can set you financially free, but you got to remember, you got to count that cost. You got to know and be willing to take that sacrifice whenever there's time to sacrifice. And it's only temporary. It's not forever. It's just temporary.
So we got a text while on the call. Someone's asking where to find the income disclaimer. It can be found at a number of places, but I'll give you one easy one. You can just go to ambitsuccess.com/disclaimer, ambitsuccess.com/disclaimer, and then you'll see there's another place to click. It'll download a two-page PDF that you can take a look at what was created there. It was based on the numbers from 2018.
It's also on the current business presentation where to find the disclaimer. It's on that one slide where the girl is running up the steps. And if your local business presentation does not have that slide with the disclaimer, then you need to talk to whoever it is that is hosting your presentation so they can update the BP, the presentation slide, so that it has the disclaimer, because it's very important that we are all following that and using that presentation. So if you're not seeing that, because that's the other place you can see it, you know, you can take a quick snapshot of that slide when it comes up at your local BP and then go to the website that it points to.
So, you know, I think if there was anything to kind of button up this call, one, I would say, you know, what do you need to do to have rock solid confidence in this business? You know, if there's an area where you're lacking confidence for yourself personally, then I always point people, so does Mary, we always point them towards do some personal growth, whatever that is, whether that's books, seminars, courses, whatever it is, all that can be addressed. Mary usually says this, but I'll go ahead and say it this time. You know, Mary was a very shy person, not just before this business, but years before this business. And it was not her nature to want to be out in front. I think she'd be more comfortable kind of sitting in the back or sitting on the front row very quietly, but not necessarily leading or presenting something. And, you know, that's just been through personal growth. That's not something that she was born with. She wasn't wired that way. Personally, for me, I don't necessarily know if I was wired to be up in front doing anything. It's not necessarily my choice. I'd rather be in the back coaching and assessing the room, but sometimes, you know, who's ever the most qualified at the time needs to do that, but I would rather raise up other people to do those things. Some people want to be in front of the room. Nothing wrong with that. You know, as long as you're good at it and you got the goods to back it up, you're not having to fake it till you make it, perfect. And even, you know, that somebody hearing that might say, well, gosh, you know, I guess I can't leave a business presentation until X, Y, and Z. No, RCs can present at business presentations. Seniors can, SCs can present at business presentations because they're just sharing where they're at. They're sharing their story. They're not sharing, you know, they're not representing something that they're not. So anyone can present. And if that's probably, like I said before, the one thing that's lacking the most in this business right now is more good field leadership. And personally, I think there's enough people that are active in Ambit right now that there's more good field leadership that could be raised up in the next 30 days. Some people have to step themselves up. Some leaders have to reach down and pull some of them up. But there's more. There is definitely more on the bench right now that need to be brought, you know, playing on the first string level. So the other thing is, like I said, Power Trip online registrations is wrapping up tonight, 11 o'clock Central Time. Send plenty of prayers our way because we're going to need them over. Because our setup, you might be traveling on Thursday or Friday, but our setup starts up Monday morning. So it's definitely going to be a fun-filled, packed-filled week, and we're going to need all the help possible. And I'll say this, all of you that are coming to Power Trip, please, you know, as you're going through the lines and everything else, be patient, be helpful, do what you can. Let's all make this a fantastic event. There's a lot of people that are speaking and training at this event that haven't spoken before on a platform like this. There's others that are very well seasoned doing it. And then we're doing some new things that have never been done before. So we're really looking forward to seeing the results that get produced from this event and looking forward to running full steam to Ambition right after that.
Two things. Janet Chinlin from New Jersey, a senior consultant out there, said that you can find the income disclaimer immediately below the Ambit opportunity video on the your energy526.com website. It says for typical Ambit earnings, click here. And then a word about Power Trip. I have been putting together the master slide deck, and the training is going to be phenomenal, like off the charts, phenomenal. And especially if you're an SC or an EC, those guys are going to put the spread on the bread, and you definitely do not want to miss it. You want to get your team there. You can still register online. If you missed today's deadline, you can still register on site. So we just really encourage you to get here. It's ambitpowertrip.com. I think it's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal event. We've worked really hard to provide great value, so we're looking forward to seeing everybody in Dallas. And for those of you Dallas folks, we will not be at our usual Dallas BP Hotel on Thursday. It will be at the Ambit Power Trip Hotel. Remind all your folks that someone's not showing up the other hotel, but I guarantee you somebody will. So we'll see you guys all in Dallas on Thursday.
All right, guys. We'll go ahead and wrap up the lines here. Let's unmute and stop the recording. Everyone can say goodnight.
Good night, guys.
Thank you, guys.